city boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. Stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, the wonderful. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. Tory Lowe Show. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to talk about this situation. The Element Lounge was closed down. Let's get this story about the Element Lounge, because this brings up a question that I've been seeing online. If they shutting down bars for what's happening on the outside of the bar, then a lot of bars are going to be shut down due to the behavior and activities of people who ain't got no sense. Now, the Element Lounge has been in the news for multiple situations over the years. And I'll say this, a lot of it didn't happen inside the Element Lounge. A lot of it was the behavior that happened on the outside of the Element Lounge, but they were patrons. They were at the Element Lounge. But it's a lot of things that's going on where a lot of bars, if this is the way it's going to happen, a lot of bars should be shut down due to the behavior. It was just a shooting at a bar downtown. This is not going to stop. So what I'm saying is, okay, if this is what they're going to do, then every bar that has an incident that happens outside of their establishment may fall victim to what happened to the Element Lounge. We got some video of the Common Council and the Element Lounge. They had to take a vote. If you're watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Revocation hearing back in October was more than 4 hours long. Multiple people testified, some pushing for Element Lounge to close, while others supported it staying open, saying that the bar was being blamed for things out of its control. We talked with the attorney representing Element Lounge today, and he says that this is setting a problematic precedent for other bar owners in the city.
They attributed the last 20 years of the problems there to my client.
After Common Council voted 11-4 to revoke the license of Element Lounge, the lounge's attorney says next they're taking the city to court.
We have a few days to get into court and get a judge to try to convince a judge that the city erred in their decision based upon the law and the facts, and hopefully get a restraining order to keep them open pending a full hearing on the merits.
MPD filed a revocation complaint citing multiple shootings connected to the lounge.
We do want to emphasize that violence of this nature threatens our city's reputation.
Alderman Bob Ballman represents the district Element Lounge is in. He cited suspensions dating back to 2008. Neighborhood property owners say tenants have broken leases over safety concerns.
The inspector of police who was present was asked a question by the committee, public safety committee, what's your biggest problem on Water Street? And they said Element Bar.
But the lounge's attorney says revoking the bar's license sends the wrong message.
I think a lot of the bar owners and nightclub owners in the city are concerned that they're going to be held responsible for activities from people that are not even frequenting their establishments that occur outside.
Element Lounge's owner says there were contractual obligations from the previous owner. Once those were done, the plan was to turn it into a sports bar.
We filed an amendment to our public entertainment premise license, moving dancing, disc jockeys, promoters, and asking for pool tables.
But the city ultimately decided it was time to close.
All right, well,
I'll
say this. If this is the case, because we know that a lot of times where there's a lot of urban ideas, an urban club downtown, Element was probably the main urban idea with black promoters that allowed, you know, hip hop and things like that. So this has been the kind of the same song at the Common Council when the Element comes up. And they have different owners. These are new owners. They don't think they've even been owners for like 6 months when they got the establishment. So when you talk about violence happening outside of where you can actually do anything about, you got clubs even from over the weekend that have riffraff, I call it. I call it riffraff. People that's out here doing things that they're not supposed to do. So when these things start taking place, or and they've already taken place, so it should be at least five or six other bars up for revocation. And I'll say this, if this is the case, where do we go from here? Because pretty soon we won't have nowhere to go. We won't have nowhere to go due to the action of others. So I want to open up the lines. Should bars, clubs be held responsible for what happens outside of their establishment, outside of their control? Because you're going to have people acting a fool. It's people acting a fool on Water Street. It's people. Then they just had to close Brady Street down, like around their Halloween festival. They just had to shut that down. It was fights breaking out, all kinds of stuff, you know. So all I'm saying is this the president? Pretty soon we're not going to have nowhere to go, because the foolishness ain't going to stop. And I believe that the Element Lounge has become the scapegoat for what's happening downtown. Because there's other bars that have shootings and fights. So will this be the standard, or is just because the Element had a hip hop element to it? Because I done seen brawls, and it wasn't no hip hop. It was Britney Spears.
Some country music.
It was country music. They was fighting after a few drinks. Okay, so I want to know. I want to open up the lines. I want to get a few callers to call in. And we got a poll in the chat. Should clubs, bars be responsible for what happens outside of their range of security? Where do the club responsibility stop, and where do personal accountability begin? Somebody help me out. Somebody help me understand this. 833-212-1017. It's going to be something happening this weekend. Every time you look up on the news, there's something going on outside of establishments where people be drinking. Now, I know that if it would happen on the in, if this had originated from the inside, okay, you ain't got your situation under control. It ain't safe in here. Okay, I can see that. Shut it down. But if they didn't went down the block, if they ain't nowhere around where I'm at, or is something going on where people are acting a certain kind of way, how much responsibility is that on the establishment? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Somebody let me know. Have you ever been out and you left the club or the bar, and all of a sudden some stuff took place down the block? I didn't have this happen multiple times. Anytime it's drugs and alcohol being used, most people get out, whatever they choose to do with themselves, if they want to choose drugs or alcohol and do all that extra. I mean, who's controlling that? Is it the club owner? I don't think so. I don't think so. And this is what I call an scapegoat situation, where downtown needs to find a scapegoat and say we starting fresh. But I'm telling you, that is not the case. There's going to be more incidents happening downtown. It's not happening just with the Element Lounge.
is happening around. It's this behavior, this aggressive nature. It's an uptick in this and homicides. Okay. But do you believe that the establishment is responsible if things happen outside of their control? Somebody let me know. 833-212-1017. I need to hear. We got Eddie on the lines. How you doing, Eddie?
Good. Tori, where's my intro? Where's my intro, Tori?
You're going to have to talk to Andrew. Andrew going to have to get with DJ Brother Z and see if he can get it back together. Andrew said he
didn't. I'm just going to say,
Andrew
said
he's here now, and you got to do what he say.
No, that's not the way it works with colonization.
Wait a minute. This white First, on white. This might be white on white crime.
Now, hold on a second. Let me explain this to you. Benjamin was your producer.
Right.
A full black man from Racine, Wisconsin, proud to be black man.
Then
DJ Brother. DJ, what, really?
Yeah, he got his own morning show, yeah.
Where?
Now he has his own show. Go to his page. Go to his page. You'll see it.
Okay. Well, okay. I'll check it out. But I take it on another radio station, correct?
That's okay. I mean,
okay, I know.
I just seen it over the weekend.
Just like baseball, people get traded. They go to other places in advance. It happens
Life
in radio,
on,
too.
Right.
Sure. Right. So first it was DJ Brother Z, and then it was Zach, who I believe
How
is
How do you say it's
mixed.
DJ Brother Z, then it was Zach? It's the same person, Eddie.
I'm sorry. I mean, hey, Benjamin, and then it was DJ Brother Z. And he is mixed, I think.
This is what
we talked one time, and he's mixed.
You always added a little extra.
And now, Tori, with my ability and forethought of colonizing 101.7 as a white guy, now your producer is a white guy, and we're making strides.
It ain't how you get down. This is equal opportunity. Everything is equal opportunity.
Tori,
we don't believe in discrimination, and we just believe that the best person to do the job is going to be just going to have a job. So when
fantastic.
You talk about about just having the opportunity to be an equal opportunity employer, this is the example that we have right here at 101.7 The Truth. We got to lead by example.
I understand that. And the voice from Texas, that doesn't hurt. And I think you like bossing around a white guy. But beyond that, Tori, let me just say something.
You got to make sure that you get a good relationship with Andrew.
I will. Actually, he should be schmoozing me. Zach was schmoozing me. Wanted to have lunch with me, wanted to get together, do some brainstorming ideas
here
over at the food court.
And,
you know?
And Zach ain't even here to defend himself. See, you weren't saying all this when he was
that
president.
That works.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Here we go.
That's not true. Tori, I just want to say something. The city of Milwaukee is far behind the times, okay? Violence is a part of black culture, and that's all there's to it. Rats, hip-hop, whatever it may be,
is
drive
a part
by.
Of American what? Culture, and I'll tell you this, violence been around. Violence was acted upon the black community, and so when you talk about and you isolate and you try to say black this and black that, and you know this is where the learning has to take place, because you don't even know your understand your own history, Eddie. Because when you talk about violence in America, that's how a lot of the things that were gained on your side was taken through violence. So, Eddie,
sorry, are you talking about the history of blacks coming from Africa over to Italy to rape and pillage my people?
Let me tell you something. When you go
sorry, I had a 40-inch vertical leap.
You got a 4-inch what? You know what?
40-inch vertical leap at one time.
Look, you know what, Eddie? I thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. But this is a PG-13 program. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
You are listening to The Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. Hey, we've been having another powerful conversation today. Also, hungry for something fresh and delicious? Get your favorites from Cousin Subs delivered straight to your door, from their freshly baked bread and hand-sliced meats and cheeses to their famous sides, crispy golden fries, Wisconsin cheese curds, or creamy mac and cheese. Every meal made to order and ready to enjoy. Order is quick and easy online or through the Cousins app. Whether it's a solo lunch, family dinner, or a spread for the whole crew, let them bring it straight to you, fast and fresh. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. But there is a situation that I wanted to talk about. There's a 19-year-old that was killed outside an unlicensed venue in Milwaukee. This was something that happened recently. I want to discuss this. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
Hear more shots. Pow, 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 pow.
Right after hearing the gunshots from her home, Teresa Scott says she called 911 and immediately ran to the scene.
We learned a 19-year-old is killed, and we learned that 19-year-old is related to people that we are related to, which makes it even more personal.
She believes Jarvis Phillips Willis would still be alive today if this unlicensed business hadn't thrown an illegal party.
I think the onus should be on the owner of the building, because she is the one that is renting the building out to people who want to have clubs, bars, oh, wow, or party halls.
Michael Maselman is the building owner's attorney.
We boarded it up. We've locked the doors. He brings in a locksmith, changes the locks. It's egregious. And again, you know, what even says he's going to stop, even if we get a legal document from the court saying get out of there?
Maselman says no matter what the landlord does, the unlicensed tenant keeps coming back.
Yet again, he had an illegal party. Some of the people that were in his establishment wandered out onto the street, and there was a killing.
Maselman says they tried to evict the tenant, but a judge dismissed the case. Their latest eviction lawsuit filed last month says the tenant owes $62,000 in back rent. He failed to obtain permits and licenses to operate a business, and he has not vacated the premises.
What needs to change?
Well, we need to finally get a court order to evict him. And if he shows up again, arrest him for trespass, arrest him for, we can get a restraining order against him.
I showed up at the business today where I found the unlicensed tenant, Jonathan Springfield Burnett.
I did take a picture of this space. I posted it on Facebook, and I never imagined that I would get any type of inquiries, but I did.
What was your reaction to hearing a teen was shot outside and people are connecting it to your business?
I was shocked. Honestly, like, I couldn't believe it.
Springfield Burnett admits he was here Saturday night to throw a party one night after MPD says it cited him for hosting an event without a public entertainment license.
Why are you holding events when you don't have an event license?
So it's a Rice Kitchen is a startup. I had actually,
regardless of if it's a startup, if you're hosting events here and you don't have a license, mm-hmm, that's not allowed.
Yeah, and we're not at all anymore.
So there was an event here on Saturday night that preceded the shooting, correct?
On Rice Kitchen property, there was no shooting.
But I'm asking you if there was an event here preceding the shooting.
At Rice Kitchen, we had a gathering, and it was private.
Springfield Burnett tells me the parties are on pause until he gets a license through the city. He's doing eviction court on Friday.
And he going to eviction court on Friday, too. So is $62,000 behind? He shouldn't have talked to the news. He should have the news person talk to his attorney, because he didn't answer the questions right. You know what I mean? So, you can obviously see that he needed the cash. You know, Rise Kitchen. They say it was supposed to be like a restaurant or something.
There's such thing as bad publicity?
Yeah, there's no such thing as bad publicity unless you're behind on, you know, and you about to get evicted.
At least you're $62,000.
And you ain't got the license. Hold on. You You trying to, how you going to go now and get the license after this happened? And the attorney that was talking was the same person working for the Element Lounge. Hey.
He knows property.
He's busy. He's probably great at dealing with incidents that involve nightclubs, I guess.
Commercial real estate.
Yeah, commercial real estate. So that's wild. That's wild. Not really a city girl says, why is he talking to that news reporter? Hey, he should have been. He should have just said no comment. And but now they got him on the news looking stupid. And he had his finger in his mouth because he was nervous. Hey. Also, I want to go down to Florida, where a Florida dad was charged after letting unlicensed son drive family car. Here we go. Two situations where unlicensed young man, one is operating a facility that he about to get evicted from. And, well, I guess a 19-year-old was killed at the unlicensed venue. I don't know exactly how old was the guy that was talking, but he got killed at an unlicensed venue. And now we got a situation where a Florida dad has been charged with letting an unlicensed son drive the family car. We got some audio on this. Let's listen.
Our cameras were there after the deadly crash in 2023 as a community grieved the deaths of a woman and three children. The children's mother, Sabrina Hernandez, shared her sadness and anger.
My whole family's gone, and I feel like there's no excuse for that. So sometimes you get a little bit angry.
Though it's been delayed, this may not be a case of justice denied. Highway Patrol has arrested 68-year-old Richard Ferguson for the deadly crash. They say Ferguson is the father of the then 15-year-old driver who was behind the wheel at the time of the crash. The judge at Ferguson's first appearance granted him a $60,000 bond. Attorney Albert Yonfa isn't involved in the case, but says the state's working hard to hold people accountable.
The state prosecutors are really throwing the book at Mr. Ferguson in this particular case.
Highway Patrol says Ferguson knowingly let his unlicensed teenage son and three also underage passengers drive that night. They say Ferguson even moved his own pickup truck out of the way to let them leave the driveway. Law enforcement expert James Copenhaver says it's all part of the same tragedy.
He's looking at multiple felony charges, all due to his negligence of allowing this kid access to this car. And it's just a horrific story.
The crash happened at the intersection of San Miguel Street and Laurel Avenue in Ponciana. Experts say these charges should be a message to all parents of young drivers.
If your child is out driving your car and it's registered in your name, you need to be aware of where it's going, who's with this child, and are they properly equipped to be driving?
All right. Two situations where, first of all, unlicensed ideas is never good. It's never good when somebody has an unlicensed idea going on. So that's the first sign of like, I don't think I want to be a part of this. And when you talk about the situation in Florida, you know, how many parents let how many loved ones let somebody in their family, you can take the car, without checking if they got the driver's license situations together. And it seemed like this elder moved his car so they could take off. Maybe they told him they was going to bring him something back. You know, y'all like it when they going to bring you something back. Let me grab the car. I'm going to bring you your favorite snack back. I'm going to bring you back something from McDonald's or something like that. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead now. Hurry up and get back now with my snacks or with whatever. And look what happened. And now he going to, something simple like that, now he's going to jail. I bet you when they threw the cuffs on him, he was like, wait a minute, I ain't do nothing. Okay, but you allow somebody to irresponsibly drive your car. I remember when I was coming up, I didn't want nobody to drive my car because they would go out there and race it. I had a Monte Carlo. I think I had like I had bought this Monte Carlo when I was a senior in high school. And it was like a tan Monte Carlo. It had the rims on it. And every time I would let somebody use it, they would go race somebody in the car. Thank God nobody got hurt. Then when they ran the brakes out, nobody wanted to borrow it no more, because now they didn't want to help me fix the brakes. Help me after they didn't drag race my car. I, you know what? I ain't going to even tell it because, folks, when the car went bad, then nobody wanted to help me fix it. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation! Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Looking for a delicious meal without breaking the bank? Cousin Subs have you covered. Their $10 meal deal gives you 7.5-inch ham and provolone, turkey breast or veggie sub piled high with fresh hand-sliced ingredients, crispy veggies, and all your favorite toppings. Add a bag of chips or a regular fry, a fountain drink, and a cookie for all just $10. This deal is available online or through the Cousins app only, and you can enjoy your meal at home, at work, or deliver straight to your door. Hot and fresh, Cousins Subs, we believe in better. Available at participating locations. Hey, look, we got advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown on the V-Mix with me. If you're watching this week broadcast live, you can see Elizabeth Brown.
Salute, salute.
How you doing, Wednesday? Queen? Happy Wednesday.
Hey, it's hump day. Salute.
Hey, look, it's not only hump day, it's birthday time.
Absolutely. It's birthday Scorpios time. Is in the hey, building. Scorpio you know? Season. Hey, it's Scorpio it's, season.
Somebody in the chat said,
that's why the moon out.
Happy birthday to Elizabeth Brown. Her birthday coming hey. Up. You know, she tried to take the whole month of November for her birthday.
Why not?
Hey,
I mean,
somebody say
I do have real
Elizabeth
big energy.
Brown in the chat.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll say this. We've been having a lot of conversations on the show today. I guess I'll start with the detox center. The advocates came through saying that they're in the ninth hour. They're in the ninth inning. And it doesn't look too good for the detox center on 32nd and Locust. First Step Detox Center right in the middle of the community where so many people need the resource.
Especially when we have all of these individuals running around playing like they care about the violence, the crime. Again, how? Because again, one thing for sure and two for certain, we know when our loved ones or people that we know have these addictions, that they are not in their right mind. Okay? When we're talking about people with addictions, They steal from their family. They steal from their loved ones. You know, when you have that monkey on your back, which is addiction, they're not their selves. And so when this place gets shut down, who do they think gonna get preyed on? You know, on top of the fact hey. That without that help, like the guy Adam stated, how many ODs are we going to see, you know, how many funerals is it going to be? How is it that the people are taxed to the max and everybody acting like they care about the betterment of the community when at the same time we're paying more money for these people to get the help? But why isn't the help ever coming is the question. Again, we're paying more, we're getting less. The more we pay, the more we get taxed, the more things they're shutting down. I mean, it's just not adding up for me. Whose idea was this? And how did we get to this point knowing that that type of treatment is needed?
Well, they say that the mental health board over the county made the cut.
is that a contradiction hey, or what?
I don't know. It's just,
you know?
Oh, wow.
Like, okay, yeah. So you're telling me that the people that's supposed to be over mental health, and again, me and you done had this conversation several times about do they really care about mental health? Because again, the title of having mental health, they saying, you know, that there's a stigma But again, people who are, who we know are not in their right mind, getting felonies for not being in their right mind and going to a hospital and then they're able to lock them up. So, I mean, all of this to me, you know, is a contradiction. The same people who claiming that there should be help is the same people who allowing it to get shut, the help to get shut down because it's on Locust.
Hey, I don't know. It's just, it's on 32nd and Locust. That's what they said. And
a lot of people
in the community, everybody uses the facility, but a lot of people in that look like me and you are the ones that kind of are in and out those doors as well. So it's just tragic to see.
And again, like I said, it makes sense because again, for a long time, you know, I have several acquaintance and people that I've worked with who also help in alcohol recovery and, you know, drug addiction, especially crack. And for years, a lot of when all of these monies came out, when it was the opioids, when people were getting big pharma addicting people to these certain drugs or whatever, people who was on crack cocaine was being turned away.
Wow.
So again, we really have to look at how these individuals over the mental health decide to shut the only place down that was really doing the heavy lifting. Especially in our community. Because that's for them to be on top of this and take money from this, knowing what it is that they bring to the table, is an act of violence.
Oh, wow.
Because that just leaves us vulnerable
to whatever can happen. And I don't
on top of, you know.
And I think that when you talk about public safety, shutting down a resource like this, they say 4,000 people then came through these doors. Okay, so and they're being referred to by the institutions that they're saying that will now replace or kind of replace the idea, the hospitals, things like that.
Absolutely.
They were sending their patients to First Step.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again,
so
you know,
here we go.
When you hear big names like Rogers, like they stated what they do, you know, he said they gave him documentation that was outdated, that was back in 2003, 20 years old, outdated information. But again, it's well to do. It's well funded, but it's not in the inner city of Milwaukee. So,
wow.
I mean.
Well, here we go. Also, I talked about this, you know, and a lot of people were starting to kind of raise their eyebrow to this, this Virginia governor race.
Oh, my.
Where they're saying that a black woman ran against the white opponent and Obama came through and kind of went for Abigail and left, you know,
the sister
off onto the sideline. but what I'm saying is he tried to make black men feel a guilt trip.
He chastised
okay. black men. During the election for Kamala Harris.
Who was fake acting black.
Hey.
Okay. She represented herself as Indian descent. Okay. In the reality of again, like you said, you know, everything is being exposed. These people play games and they play games to win or whatever that looked like. Again, you stated some pivotal things that people gotta know. We have to stop being pawns in the gangster rivalry of Democrats and Republicans, the Bloods and the Crips. I mean, technically, that's exactly what it is. Again, you have Obama, who's been a joke, and this really exposes him at his core.
I wouldn't have had no problem with who he supported, because I understand politics. I understand the donkeys gonna hang out and the elephants gonna hang out. But when you come and try to guilt trip somebody off a race and race bait somebody, and then you say, oh, this is a black woman, you need to vote for her, and then you go and do the exact opposite.
Absolutely. It's
so,
a game.
So this is the game. So I'm only gonna manipulate you to do what I want you to do
Absolutely. When I want you to do
when
it.
When I want you to do it.
It's beneficial. Absolutely. And at the end of the day, I mean, when we think about who Obama is, when you go back and you look at his, what he done for the black community, absolutely nothing. So I'm not surprised. However, like I said, everything that we've talked about, everything that we're saying, the same people who causing the problems are at the same time moving like it's not a problem, you know, but they want to get us riled up and make it seem like they're doing something that they're not. And the whole time it's a game that's being played and all of these individuals are self-serving.
Like I said, I don't know why people are so bodied out that they can't see what's happening, you know.
And I mean, it's a program.
And I'll say this, you know, if this is just regular politics, I don't have a problem with Obama supporting Abigail because that's party. That's party lines.
But when, I mean,
but when she when he came at the men, because I felt some type of way, and I said,
as you
when it happened, I said, okay, this is what this man is up here talking about, trying to guilt trip black men, talking
Absolutely.
About how we don't support black women. And look at here, look somebody look at this.
Looky, looky. Somebody Absolutely.
See what somebody see what happened in Virginia.
Absolutely.
And tell me,
again.
And run it back what he was saying about black men and supporting black women. Run that back.
Hey, when you recognize the game, you realize, especially like I said, with these individuals who've been celebritized, there is no way you can believe that this individual who was calling himself reprimanding black men for not standing for quote unquote black acting woman, because again, she washing her greens in the tub, the same place
oh, wow.
you wash your, like, I mean,
the
at the end of the day, I mean, the disrespect was real, you know,
oh, wow.
but I'm not surprised. And I would just say for people to look at it outside of the programming that you've been programmed to believe. Again, if he was true to what it was he was talking about, he would have stood for what? He would have stood with what? You know, again, if you play, go back and play that and then ask him about that in the motion of him going against what he reprimanded black men for. I mean,
hey, it's a contradiction.
Game.
Salute to Abigail, though. You know what I mean? Salute. I'm not against Abigail winning. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the logic, how they come at black men is trash with the Democrat Party. And
Absolutely.
That's why more and more black
too.
Men is going to kick the Democrat can across the street. Hey, look, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts, Elizabeth Brown, on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Elizabeth Brown. Another powerful conversation.
Absolutely.
Another powerful conversation. I want to get your final thoughts on today's show.
I mean, again, very pivotal. We heard how passionate those individuals that, again, who's speaking from experience and how, again, how pivotal those services are, especially for a person who has struggled with addiction and then get to that moment where they want to change and then go to a place that don't give them what it is that they need, the tools to, you know, help themselves become better. And then they're back out on the streets. Again, we have to make sure that we understand what happens when this place closed down. Again, they called out, you know, David Crowley. He trying to get to the mayor's house, the mayor's seat, rather. I mean, not the mayor, the governor's seat, rather. And like he stated, you know, he has a story that he's from the hood. He understands Again, if you truly, if these individuals who have the story of the struggle from being from the inner city, how do you allow places to close that you know is pivotal to our community? How true is it that you are from where it is you say you from, and you allow the same community that allowed you to become who you are to, again, go without what it is that we need? And again, for all of the other individuals who speaking about the violence in the community, when or if they allow this to happen, get ready. I don't want to hear you saying nothing about get y'all kids, get these individuals, because again, there is a process that's happening. This is a place that's helping people. Why would you allow it to shut down? It's above and beyond, you know, incompetent to me for the board that's supposed to be over mental health. I think they need to get their head checked.
Hey, I've been talking since the show started, and I deal with the crisis. When they call me, I'm dealing with people that are out of control. And many times the police get involved, and earlier on, I think they're doing a lot better. I think that they're doing, we push for CIT training for officers right here in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, I'll say this. I can see that there has been a level of improvement with dealing with mental health crisis. But then where do you put them? You know, where do you place them? Also seen that Governor Evers put a law out there that if you're in a situation where you kick a nurse or something like that, and you're going through a mental health crisis, you could be charged with a felony.
But you're out of your mind.
But you're frame of mind. So these are things that I've seen over the years. And, you know, it just ends up, I end up scratching my head when I see that places that can be a resource or willing to help in these type of crisis type situations go under because of budget cuts. It just makes me scratch my head.
As it should make you scratch your head. Like I said, you know, we're in a time now where, again, like everybody is pushing, you know, the SNAP benefit thing. That's where the anger and everything is. But again, it's a pivotal time for us to pay attention to the individuals who claim that they represent us. Because at this time, at a time where we know that there's a police shortage, okay? We understand that we're being taxed. We understand that everybody done got a raise, even though there's a shortage, even though it's taking hours for the police to get to certain calls. Now we're talking about, this is a pivotal place in our community who help individuals who are battling and at the same time battling drug addiction or having that collapse in their mental health. And we're going to shut that down, but we're still pumping money into NPS who, their enrollment numbers is down, but the money they're requesting is up.
Mm.
So, I mean, again, all the way across the table is incompetence. Okay. And it don't take a rocket scientist. A caveman can see the contradictions and everything that's going on in the processes and procedures. But what happens when this place closes down? Because I don't know nobody who haven't seen. If you've been driving the streets of Milwaukee, you see the individuals on the bus stop dancing and, you know, acting, you know, because they need help. So now that is going to, you know, multiply.
Wow.
Everybody get ready, you know.
2026.
Get ready. Come on.
2026. Hey, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how we try to navigate through some of these things. And I know everybody talking about SNAP benefits and things like that. But I'm telling you, when we talk about it's an uptick in crime and things like that, when you talk not giving help to those that are going through these dark mental health type situations, and you're getting rid of resources for that, and these people have to return back to the block.
Come on.
They might not be in a right state of mind.
They're not going to be. Addiction is, they're no longer themselves, okay? When you have individuals who have these addictions, the things they've done to upkeep this addiction, you know that they're not themselves. And so these people who specialize, I'm talking about people who have overcame the same addiction. That's what people with addictions need, individuals who understand, who have the compassion to do the work. Again, just like with me and you, the people that's really doing the work don't get paid or getting locked out, while there's individuals who getting paid and ain't doing no damn work. It's ridiculous. However, I'm here for it. We have to make sure that we understand exactly what's going on and be ready to have your head
on a swivel.
Hey, be ready to pivot.
Hey, look.
Ain't no telling what we about to be faced with.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, Elizabeth Brown, it's I can only kind of just grip my teeth at what I'm seeing. And now we got this issue. You know, I get called to a lot of the mental health crisis, and I'll say this. There's not too many places that can deal with these people.
Come on. Come on. And then we have people who really want to do it.
Mm.
You mean to tell me we can't make it happen for them? We don't have, it's not like it's a whole bunch of places. Okay? This is the only place with results. And we gonna let them shut it down.
Here we go.
Hey.
All right. Well, at least I get to watch my new action series on AI tonight.
Oh, which is hilarious.
I got my AI action series coming on tonight on social media. I got a new episode.
Okay, Tori Wick.
Hey, Tori Wick, I'm trying to tell you. It's blockbuster. You know I'm a big action person.
Hey, me too.
I got the helicopter exploding and everything. It's going to be powerful.
Oh, okay. Let's get it.
All right.
Salute, King.
Queen, I appreciate you for being on. Happy birthday. Your birthday coming up.
Hey, it's tomorrow.
Hey,
look,
hey, we got the birthday special tomorrow at 3:30 for Elizabeth Brown.
Hey, let's get it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you for being on the front lines. As usual.
Hey, as always.
Hey, look, even though it's your birthday, we got a lot of work to do.
Hey, let's get it, King. I'm with it.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, everybody in the chat, a powerful chat, another powerful chat. Salute to everybody that joined the show in the chat. Salute to everybody that joined the show today out there in Radio Land. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go, and look both ways before you cross the streets. Dr. Ken Harris up next.